four teens in Brooklyn, New York. They attack Uber driver while filming it. I wonder if these are American, legal Americans or illegal. And if they're Americans, I guess they're learning from their fellow illegal teens who do the same.
Learning from France, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Let's jump straight right into this. PoliticalBombShow.com is still around if you want your news. Raydog.com, R-E-H-D-O-G-G. If you're an artist and you're looking for beats, we got your beats. All kinds, not just hip-hop. Anything you can think of, we got it. I make all kinds of beats. Before, I was keeping them to myself. I was doing hip-hop, but you didn't know your boy got skills for other stuff like rock and jazz and dubstep and reggae and anything you can think of that I like. And EDM. Anyway, rehdogg.com if you're into that kind of stuff. Let's get it started. That's not the one I want. Let's get it started again. Here we go. Four teens attack Uber driver in Brooklyn while filming it. Police seek suspects. Now, it's just the Gen Z way to film any and everything for clout, whether it be legal, illegal crimes or whatever it is. It's just their way. Now let me just show their picture. Here we go. So I can see one, two, it looks like two are black and one, I can't tell, maybe he's a Hispanic, I guess. But if you're in New York, in Brooklyn, take a good look at these criminals here. Take a good look at them. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Police are searching for four teens who beat and attempted to rob an Uber driver in Brooklyn, New York, early this month. If you're an Uber driver or what's a Lyft driver, please do me a favor, especially if you live in areas of high risk, exercise the Second Amendment. Please just do it. I know living in New York, it's difficult because of the gun laws that they got there, but you gotta protect yourself. You can't endanger yourself for some thugs who want to rob you. The victim of the crime, the victim of the attack told the New York Post that he was looking for the rider he was supposed to pick up on Alabama Street when he asked the nearby teens if they knew her. After they responded no, he turned his head to continue to look for her and was then punched by one of the teens. So they're probably playing this knockout. I don't know if you ever heard of this thing that they used to have. I don't know if it was on YouTube when they banned it, but it's called a knockout game. That's what it sounded like to me. I didn't see them. A surprise punch, the man recalled. The victim noted that he saw one of the boys filming the incident. See, it's a knockout, that knockout stupid thing that they do. Let me just calm down. Filming the incident when he exited his car to fight back. He told the outlet that a fight broke out and he was hit with a scooter after being knocked to the ground. He said, "Give me everything, give me all the money." The beating ended when one of the neighbors exited their home to call the police. While the teens ran from the scene, one of them dropped the phone that was being used to record. In a video obtained by the Post, two of the boys can be seen coming back to the scene attempting to recover the lost phone. They took off when they were told the police had already been called. The party's over. The police are coming, the victim told them. The attackers didn't take anything in the incident, and the victim noted, I don't know if they intended to rob me or if it was just to make a TikTok video. Exactly, that's what I said. Of course that's what it was. They wanted to make a TikTok video. These Gen Z people are nuts. They're insane. You do anything for clout, you stupid people. I mean, you're going to try to do this to the wrong person, you're going to end up 10 feet under the ground, 9 feet under the ground. You're going to be gone, you're going to be dead, and you're going to, you know, let me calm down. Calm down. This thing just angers me. I hate when people do stupid things. So you can't allow them to get away with this. So let's scroll back up. So if you recognize any of these bums' faces, let's keep scrolling here. Let's see. These people, if you know any of these faces, call the police. If you don't want to be known, do it anonymously, but just don't let these bums get away with this for TikTok clout. Unbelievable. Unreal. Anyway, I can't talk about this anymore. I'm getting upset. I'm getting angry. Don't want to talk about this anymore. Anyway, leave a like, share this, especially if you know someone who lives in New York who might know these thugs. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.